are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's been a little while as I am back from Italy now and I am recuperating, and jet lag is really a thing. I'm going to do a whole episode on Italy in a few days, so definitely stay tuned for that. So who's next today? Who's next is Catherine Hodges, who is an incredible portrait photographer, and what better for our brand to bring somebody who's always behind the camera to the forefront. So today I'm so excited to have Catherine Hodges, who is a 26-year-old portrait photographer living in Boston, who's always had a passion since she was a kid to be a photographer. Today, Catherine wants to focus on outdoor and lifestyle headshots and why they can help you stand out when branding yourself, and how she can help you to help better represent yourself through her images. So we're going to bring Catherine on shortly and learn why Cat Hodges is next to know about. All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing Catherine Hodges on the line. Hi, Catherine, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you, Jackie?
Good. So excited to have you on, as I know you're always behind the camera. So I said earlier in the show, it's so amazing to bring you to the spotlight. You so deserve it. So let's talk a little bit about how you fell into the world of photography. Tell us how that happened for you.
Well, I've always loved taking pictures, probably since, oh gosh, since I can remember. Like, I've always wanted to take pictures. I've always been in, like, school classes where I've been taking pictures and yearbook class and all that stuff. But I didn't really get an actual DSLR camera until about a couple years ago, because I was telling my then fiance how much I love taking pictures, and he decided to buy me one for a Christmas present. So since then, I have been going crazy trying to learn everything I could, from YouTube videos, from web tutorials, any way you can name it, to learn about my camera, how to use it. And then I started getting on Facebook groups and adding people and talking to models and starting shooting. And now we've ended up here.
I love it. And it almost seems like you've kind of really found your niche too. Like, how did you fall into portraits?
Well, actually, it's funny because I started with doing landscapes and architectural photos, and I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to do like a portrait. That's so awkward. But as soon as I started doing portraits, as soon as I started working with models and stuff, I was just like really intrigued, because each person is different and it brings like a whole new dimension to your photos. Like, you're always capturing someone different in a different light, in a different way, in a different style, and it's never boring because there's always something going on. And that's where I started like really loving portraits. And yeah.
I love it. And of course, like I said earlier, before you come on, and you know, is, I mean, obviously, because this is something you're specializing in, but you're really honing in on like outdoor lifestyle shoots. So how do you bring somebody out in that type of element?
In my opinion, it's so much more fun to go outside and take pictures. For one, people are a lot more comfortable. two, you go outside and there's more going on, and there's a lot more like ideas bouncing around, and there's different backgrounds, different lighting, and people are just way more comfortable in general than where you're in a studio, you're kind of like boxed in, just one person right in front of you, and that's it.
Right. Like, how much can you do with one facing forward, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So funny. So what have you found, like, has really, like, for the outdoor shoots specifically, because you do from kids to, you know, older adults, like, what has been a really ongoing trend for your shoots that really has been working well for you? Is it something like they're doing? Is it something you tell them to do to bring out their best selves? Like, explain a little bit of the process.
Basically, my shoots last about an hour. So we kind of start out, everybody's kind of a little nervous at the beginning. They start out a little awkward. but, you know, it's just like talking to them, getting to know what they like. With kids, it's kind of fun. You just tell them, hey, let's make some silly faces. Let's have some fun with this. And all of a sudden, their eyes lighten up and they're making funny faces and they trust you. And with adults, you just get them talking about what are you passionate about? What do you like? And again, their eyes light up, everything lights up, and they get more comfortable with you. And then that's when you start to see the person that you're photographing.
I love it. So who was the first person you ever did a portrait photography shoot with?
That would be, her name is Maria Pastakova. She was actually my first model. She's an inspiring model in Boston. It was her second shoot ever, and it was my first shoot ever.
I love it.
And, yeah, we had so much fun. We had so much fun.
So what was it for? You said it was a model shoot. Was it just for her for her portfolio? What was it for?
Yeah, it was just for her portfolio and my portfolio. They said she's trying to grow her portfolio and, you know, trying to become more relevant. She had just had one shoot already with another photographer. Honestly, she told me she wasn't most comfortable with that photographer. We came out, we met, and she had a great time. And we were very comfortable with each other and turned out really good.
I love it. Really, really fun. So how often do you book these shoots? Like, how can people work with you if they wanted to do that?
So I'm always booking shoots.
I figured.
Mostly on the weekends. mostly on the weekends. I can work out times during the week if someone needs me to. They can contact me on my website, their social media, Facebook, Instagram.
And it's all, tell everyone all your social channels.
So I have Facebook. You can find me at Katherine Hodges Photography. Instagram, I have kat.hodges is my username. You can message me there. I have it open to the public. I have my website, www.katherinehodges.com. You can contact me there. You can even reach out to me on my phone. Text is usually the easiest to respond to, but that would be 857-201-0333.
I forget my number sometimes too. You're not alone there. It's when you're like multitasking your thoughts. It's totally normal. No, that's so awesome. I really, really, I think you're so talented. I mean, for everybody who's listening that has been following, you know, my brand, Kat also shot my fashion show this fall, last spring. It was so successful and you did such a beautiful job. So thank you so much for all of that too. That was such a fun experience.
Was.
Yeah. Awesome. So would you say that your passion with photography is mostly with portraits? Like, what are some goals you have as a photographer?
Eventually, I would love to open my own studio. That way, I'm doing photography full-time right now. I do have another full-time job, but photography is really my passion. I really want to make that my full-time ultimate gig. Like I said, I'd love to open a studio and have that going on as well. That way, you know, as much as I love doing outdoor portraits, you can't really do that in 10 feet of snow.
So. Right. I mean, you could kind of make it work with, you know, 7 layers of clothing and boots, I guess, if you can get out of your house at that point. But you know what I did want to ask?
Where's your face?
Yeah, exactly. Do you travel at all? Because I know you're mostly based in Boston, but we have listenership really globally. So do you travel at least on the Northeast area? Like, where's the farthest you would travel for shoots?
It all depends. Like, we have a car, so I can travel. So it all kind of depends. And, you know, if somebody wanted me globally and it was like, I would totally do it probably, but
right. Well, why not?
I'm totally willing.
Yeah. That's so awesome. So you said you mostly for your regular shoots, you block out an hour at a time.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how many, like, once, so if I book a shoot with you, let's do a consultation so, like, our audience gets to know this, how it would work. So how many shoots, how many pictures do you get? Like, if I book with you, tell me how that works.
All right. So basically, a basic package is you get an hour. It's $100 for an hour. With that $100 in the hour, you get 10 fully edited digital photographs.
Awesome.
So you can either choose what pictures you'd like edited, or I can choose them for you. It doesn't really matter, whatever you like. And you get those 10 photos. You can also purchase additional photos at $7.50 per photo, with a maximum of 10 photos if you really like the photos. And you can also have a longer photo shoot if you like. It's, like I said, it's $100 an hour, but if you really wanted to go for 3-4 hours, or if you have a really large event, I keep it pretty much the same reach just to keep it easy for everyone.
Right. That's awesome. That's really, really great. So do they get more than 10 photos initially and they pick 10 photos they want edited, or you only give them the 10 and they pick the 10 that they want edited?
So initially they can see, like, I'll go through the photos. Obviously I'll take away any ones that have, like, you know, people's eyes closed.
Or right. Of course.
Or,
right.
You know, weird, whatever. And then just send them to them. If they can just pick whatever 10 they like. Some people like to choose the photos. Other people are like, nah, you just do it on your own. Pick whichever ones you like the best.
That's cool. So they really trust you. I mean, you're really good at what you do, Kat. I'm really, really impressed by you.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's such an honor to see you grow. And I think as a 26-year-old, you're really taking over the photography world. It's so awesome. I love, you know, young entrepreneurs. It's, like, really inspiring. And I think I really respect the side hustle. You know, I've been there. And you're making it work. It's all going to pay off. It is. It takes time, but it all pays off in the end. So,
I'm trying.
Yeah, no, it's all good stuff. So I want to play a little game time now that we learned about your passion and how people can get in touch with you. So there's no limit on how you answer these questions. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you outside of work. All right? So.
All right.
First question, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
I have to have my cup of coffee in the morning.
Which is what kind of coffee?
I prefer iced coffee, honestly, but since we make it at home, we just do a lot of cream and a lot of sugar. I'm one of those people, a little bit of coffee, and I like it to be almost white when you look at it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So it has that little kicker, but tastes super sweet at the same time.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Awesome. I'm a coffee girl too. And even when it's freezing cold out, iced coffee still speaks my language. So I totally get that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. First, that was a great answer. Great answer, because I feel like everybody needs coffee. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what would be one item you have to bring with you and why? And don't say coffee, because you already say coffee for your daily routine.
Probably my camera to keep things interesting.
I love it. Duh, Jackie. Why didn't we think of this before we asked the questions? That's so smart. Oh, my God. You could probably take some great photos.
Right.
Right. Of, like, real life things going on. And yeah. So true. Good answer. Okay. Next question. Who is somebody you admire in the photography world and why?
There's this girl on YouTube. She's a photographer from Canada. Her name is Irene Rudnick. I love her photography. She has such a beautiful, like, style of photography. Like I said, she's mostly on YouTube. You could check her out. I think her username is just Irene Rudnick, but she has the most beautiful photography, and I love, like, watching, because she has tutorials about how she takes the pictures behind the scenes and, like, her Photoshop tutorials. And I take a lot of inspiration from her because I just love, like, her style. It's very, like, romanticized and flowy and just really pretty.
I love it. So, as a photographer on YouTube, does she just slide her photos, or she teaches you?
She does both. So she'll do like behind the scenes shoots where she'll like be explaining what she does. Like I said, she does Photoshop tutorials where she'll like go through in depth of like what's happening, and then some shoots she'll just, you know, just show like a behind the scenes where she's just showing her taking the picture. It's really cool.
That is cool. So you learned a lot of your skills and stuff from her?
A decent amount.
No, that's good.
I definitely took a lot of inspiration from her style of photographing.
Yeah, that's what people do in today's world. You find something you like and you remix it and you make it your own, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I built my business off YouTube too, so I can totally relate to that. All right, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, gosh. Don't tell my husband.
I'm sure he'll listen to this, so it'll be funny to hear what he has to say.
That would be Jensen Ackles.
Jensen? I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, my gosh, no. Jackie, look him up after this.
No, tell me. What is he in? Maybe other people haven't heard of him either.
He's in Supernatural. He's been in a few movies.
I'm looking him up right now. I'm multitasking. Jensen. Oh, he's adorable. He's adorable. Good call. I was like, no, I need to figure this out. I need to figure this out while we're on this show right now. Yeah, he's super cute. I like your style, girl. He's handsome. So he's been on Supernatural. I don't think I've ever even seen that show. Days of Our Lives. So he's done soap operas and stuff. Like, that was a while ago. Yeah. So he's more known for Supernatural. When is that even on?
I believe it's on either Wednesdays or Fridays now. They change it so often. But it's like a show, it's been like 10, 11 seasons now.
What is it about?
It's been on forever. It's about two demon hunters that are brothers.
Really?
Go around. Yeah.
No, I'm fascinated. Keep telling. Keep talking about it. I'm fascinated. So there's two demon hunters and...
And they go around. They go demon hunting. They have, like, there's this whole thing with, like, angels and like, all this stuff. And
I mean, it kind of makes sense. The show is called Super. Many more. Oh, okay. Maybe I really need to check this out now. Don't tell my husband either. That's awesome. Okay, cool. I'm definitely going to investigate. That was a good call. He is very cute. Awesome. You have done such a great job, Catherine. This has been so fun. So, also, one more question before we close out. What is your favorite food?
I love tacos. I love Mexican food.
I love Mexican food, too. That is a good call. So that is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. It drives your husband nuts. That's hysterical. I love it. What is your guilty pleasure of TV? Is Supernatural your guilty pleasure of TV so you can watch Jensen or no?
It used to be. Now I'm kind of like, I don't really watch TV that much anymore.
Well, you're so busy. When you have free time, you're probably doing photography, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm always editing.
Yeah.
Editing takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, but it's really, you're really good at it. So at least you love what you do, right? Things could be worse.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It's awesome. Really, really cool stuff. So I'm going to look into that show when we are done recording. I'm really going to investigate. I'm so glad you came on today. This was so much fun. Please tell everyone again how they can get in touch with you and relist all your social channels and website.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is www.katherinehodges.com. You can go to my contact page there and send me a message. You can email me at kat@katherinehodges.com. You can send me a text at 857-201-0333. You can find me on Facebook, Katherine Hodges Photography, or you can find me on Instagram at kat.hodges.
Awesome. And Kat, one really quick question that I didn't even think to ask earlier. What is the turnover rate? So like once I do a photo shoot with you, how soon do I usually get my photos?
I always say a maximum time of 3 weeks just to be on the safe side because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But usually it's a lot less than that. It could be on a good time when I don't have, like, thousands of shoots lined up. It's usually about a week.
Awesome.
Sometimes 2 weeks.
Love it. Well, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. Catherine is amazing. If you are local and if you are global and want to hire her, I highly recommend her. So definitely check her out. And thanks again so much, Catherine, for coming on. I hope you had fun on our show.
I did. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. You're always welcome. And I'm so excited to do some future collaborations with you as well, as always. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.